to the Matters of the Heart podcast with me, Pastor Sharon Jones. Oh, I know it has been a while, but I'm back. I thank all of you that prayed for me while I went through surgery and the healing process and yet healing. You know, my physician said to me to take it slow and easy. So that is what I'm trying to do, take it slow and easy. But people, we serve an awesome God. He is the healer. And I truly appreciate all of your thoughts and all of your prayers. You know, it means so much when those that you know and then those that you don't know personally send words that I'm praying for you. Thank you so very much. Continue to pray for me. What we must do, and again I say what we must do, is pray for each other. We all are going through something, and it is important that we pray and ask God to bless and keep us all in Jesus' name. This world is in a turmoil, and we must pray. Pray for our families. Pray for our children. Pray for our grandchildren. Husbands, pray for your wives. Wives, pray for your husbands. Pray for your fiance, the one you're waiting on. Pray that you get matched up with the right one. Life is too short to get hooked up with the wrong person. Okay, Sharon, pull away from that. Pull back, because that's another topic all by itself. But we've got to pray. Pray for our government. Pray for those who are going through disasters. It's time to pray. It doesn't have to be a fancy prayer. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. But we have to pray. Amen. We have to pray. Oh, I got so caught up with the opening and did not go to my entire introduction. But this podcast is designed to equip, empower, support, and change lives through a whole and healthy relationship with God while dealing with the matters of the heart. I want you to download, subscribe, follow, and share this podcast with your friends. While you're listening today, while you're listening right now, invite them to join in. It can only be a blessing. Amen. I know something is going to be said that will bless you and give you strength for your journey. Amen. Now listen in. A few days ago, I felt led to share on my podcast words that I spoke on my She Leads Facebook page. I haven't been on in a while, so this segment might be a little lengthy, so keep listening, all right? I know it will bless you. I want you to be perfectly honest with yourself, because there is no need in trying to hide it from me, and definitely no need in trying to hide it from God, because He knows your every thought even before you think it. Sometimes people think they can hide things from God. That's the truth. But let me kill the lie that the devil is trying to make you hide behind. You cannot hide anything from God. He is the all-seeing, all-knowing. Before you say it, before you do it, God. Let me say that again. You cannot hide anything from God. He is the all-seeing, all-knowing. Before you say it, before you do it, God. He knows it even before you think it. Before it's conceived in your mind, He sees what you're thinking and knows what you're going to say before you say it. Listen, and then He gives us a choice on whether to do what's right or you do what's evil. That's the choice that you make. Listen, in Psalms 94, it talks about people who do wickedly, thinking that they can lie and cheat and steal and kill, and God knows nothing about it. But starting at verse 11, verse number 8 through 11, it says, and let me read it to you, "Understand, you brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Thank God for the word. This is the truth. I say it again. He gives each of us free choice of whether we do it or don't. Whether we say it or not, that's the choice that God gives to us. Free choice to do it or not do it, to say it or not say it. Free choice, free choice. A lot of things you've done, a lot of things you've said, oh, you wish you could go back and correct it and do it all over again. Amen. But that's what God gives to us. He gives to us free choice. Now that lie that you felt comfortable in, that God doesn't see and God doesn't know, you can put that behind you now and we can go forward. Here it is. This is my point today. Do you ever have trouble believing the word of God? I'm going to say that again. Do you ever have trouble believing the word of God? Not just agreeing with it mentally, but really believing that what it says will work for you. Come on, be honest. No need in trying to hide it. Be honest. Do you ever have trouble believing the word of God? It does not matter how long you've been saved. Listen to me good. It does not matter how long you've been saved, whether you are a preacher or a member sitting in the pew. Sometimes, people, we stagger in our minds, yes we do, with what the word of God says about our personal situation, about the circumstances that we face day by day. There have been times, I'm being honest with you, there have been times when I felt defeated and the circumstances around me looked so stressful that it was hard for me to believe for myself that I was more than a conqueror, even though I know what God said. I struggled with it. Sickness in my body, things going on in ministry, even things that I knew God said would come to pass but had not manifested itself yet. I struggled with the promise. I knew what God said. I knew what God promised, but yet I struggled. Yes, I'm saved. Woo. I'm saved, I'm sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, but I'm also human, flesh and blood, dealing with some of the issues you deal with, human feelings, trying to press through to what God has said. Let me put a pin of truth right there, right at this point. This is where a lot of people, I had to get me a sip of water on that. This is where a lot of people in the church and in the world get stuck. They think that because you say you are a child of God, you don't deal with issues. They don't think that you should ever have problems, that you don't have problems. They don't think that sometimes we wonder where the light bill money is going to come from too. How the rent is going to be paid too. The song said telephone disconnect, waiting for the next paycheck. They don't think that preachers and pastors and first ladies deal with things. They don't even think that we get sick. And if we do, we're not saved. Let me bust that wrong conception. We do. But thank God for Jesus. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Whoop. But the Lord delivered them out of them all. That's what helps us to hold on, keep the faith and trust God, because our God keeps on delivering us from one thing to the next, from one day to the next, going through one thing to another thing. He keeps on delivering us. Oh, this is going to help somebody today. I know it is. I know it's going to help somebody because the enemy is making you feel like a failure and making you feel like a sinner because of the way you're feeling. Listen, hey, even Jesus struggled with what God had said to him. He knew what his purpose was. He knew what he was sent to earth to do, but he yet prayed that God would take this cup away from him. It was a bitter cup, but he had to drink it. He had to go through it. If Jesus, who was both human and divine, had these feelings, we will have them too. Jesus, the Son of God, dealt with the same kind of issues we are dealing with today, but without sin. But God strengthened him to finish his journey. And God will give us strength today to go through our journey. Okay, let me go back to my question. What do you do when your mind staggers or walks unsteadily at what you know God said? You're not calling God a liar because he cannot lie. But this flesh, oh, this flesh, you know, my husband, the chief apostle, preached about this flesh, this flesh, this flesh. This flesh sometimes zigzags and sways a little. Yes, it does, because you're human. But what do? You love God. You're trusting God. You're believing God. You don't have a mind to give up. You're pressing all you know. Ha! But yet you're struggling. Now, but this is the answer. Let me share this, the answer. This is the solution. It does not change. This answer and this solution does not change. It remains the same. Number one, you must maintain a prayer life. You've got to pray. You've got to pray. You've got to pray. The Bible says in St. Luke 18:1 that men ought to always pray and not faint. This faint means don't stop. This is not talking about you passing out on the floor and people got to put smelling salts under your nose to bring you back to. No, this not fainting means don't stop. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. That's what it says. And then number two, you must meditate on the word of God. What did God say? That's why it's so important. Listen to me. That's why it's so important and necessary that we read the word of God. We've got to think on the word and reflect on what the word of God says. It means you must get the word of God and read it over and over and over again until that word permanently marks your consciousness. Let me say that again. It means you must get the word of God, read it over and over and over again until that word permanently marks your consciousness. That does not mean you have to memorize the entire Bible. That's not what I'm saying. But you need to get a scripture as simple as "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A scripture as simple as "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Read it every day. Think on it. Keep it on your mind. Pray it. Speak it. Almost dream about it until it gets embedded inside of you. People, that kind of meditation can affect your life in a way that nothing else can. It can alter your mind. It can alter your thinking. It can change the way you see things. Come on now, somebody. Listen to what I'm saying. It can change the way you see yourself. It can make you see that hopeless situation turned around. Why? Because God said so. Sometimes you will have a struggle in your mind about what God has promised you. Yes, you will. Don't let the best of them make you think you won't. Because you will. You can see it for everybody else, but struggle with it for yourself. You can believe it for everybody else, but struggle with believing it for yourself. Listen, oh my God, meditating and focusing on the promises that God said to you are powerful. I'm going to say that again. Meditating and focusing on the promises that God said to you are powerful. What did God say to you? What did God speak to you? Even when the enemy, the devil, says it won't happen for you, your believing and meditating on the promises will help you hold on. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a witness. Somebody needs to stop right here and call the devil what he is and who he is, a liar and the father of the lie. Come on, speak out of your mouth. Devil, you are a liar and you are the father of the lie. When you speak that lie, you speak it of yourself. It's important to get the word of God on the inside of us. That's what meditating on the Word of God is all about. It's about taking the time to envision. Get a picture of the promise inside of your mind. See it happening. See it come to pass. Envision it. Envision it until the Word of God comes alive inside of you, until your faith is awakened inside of your situation. Come on, call on your faith. Come on, faith, wake up. Come on, call on your faith. Tell that faith, come on, wake up, faith. Wake up, faith. See it in faith until the manifestation happens. Oh my God. Talk to your faith. Talk to yourself. Tell your faith, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah. The manifestation will happen. If you are sick in your body, keep speaking healing until the manifestation comes. By his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I am healed. If you're having problems with your children, listen to me. Listen to me, mother. Listen to me, father. Listen to me, grandmothers and grandfathers that are taking care of their children's children. If you're having problems with your children, speak the word of God. My sons and my daughters will be mighty in the land. That's what the word of God says. Mm-hmm. The word of God says, my sons and my daughters will be mighty in the land. My sons and my daughters will prophesy. Speak it until the manifestation comes. I don't care if they're swinging from the chandeliers. Speak it until the manifestation comes. Yes, you will have trouble. Yes, you will in your own this flesh. You will have trouble believing the word of God sometimes, especially if the evidence of the problem is still there. You're praying for that husband and he's still crazy. You're praying for that wife and she's still crazy. You're praying for those children and they just are gone, my God, just gone haywire. Come on now, let's speak the truth. But what we must do, and I stress it, what we must do, we've got to believe what the word of God says in spite of. Woo! We must have an in spite of faith, in spite of how it looks, in spite of how it sounds, in spite of how it feels. I believe God. And men and women and sisters and brothers listening to me, God is not a man that he will lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? It's in the Bible. Read it for yourself. Numbers 23:19. Read it for yourself. God cannot lie. God is not like a human who will say things knowing they have no intention on doing it. That's not where God is. And that's not what God does. But that's where we mess up. We believe that God is like a man. And God is not like a man. If he made the promise, he will keep the promise. Hold on to what God said. Go to sleep with it. Rise up in the morning to it. Walk in it every day. Hold on to it every day. You know, the Lord gave me these three things to say. It was in 2021 to keep me encouraged and to keep me believing what he said. And I've shared it with so many. He said to me, hold on, keep the faith, trust God. He said to me, hold on, keep the faith, trust God. And I want you to say that to encourage yourself. Hold on, keep the faith, trust God. In spite of what it looks like, hold on, keep the faith, trust God. In spite of what they say, hold on. Ooh, glory. Somebody need to lift your hands right there. Hold on. Keep the faith. Trust God. In spite of that report, hold on. Keep the faith. Trust God. Yes, it will get hard sometimes, but you hold on. Keep the faith. Trust God. You know, Smith Wigglesworth, a great man of faith, said, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am only moved by what I believe. He said, I am not moved what I see. And we see a whole lot of stuff going on. We look all around us and we can see a whole lot of stuff going on. And he said, I'm not moved by what I feel. All these feelings can fool us sometimes. But he says, I'm not moved by what I feel. I am only moved. Woo! Only moved. Somebody, maybe you need to write that down. Only moved by what I believe. And I believe God. How many of you believe God today? Come on, tell the truth. Sometimes it does get hard. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes it does get hard. That does not mean you don't love God. That does not mean you're not trusting God. That does not mean you're not believing God. But sometimes it gets hard. But you keep on believing. You keep on speaking it. You envision what you're asking God to do and believing him to do it for you. We've got to have an in spite of faith. Hold on. Keep the faith. Trust God in spite of what you see, feel, or hear. Believe the word of God. What did God say? What did you hear God say? Now make sure you heard God say it. What did God say? What is the promise that you know God spoke to you? You stand on that promise. Don't you be moved by what you see, what you feel. I will only be moved by what I believe. And I believe God. I believe the word of God. I stand on the word of God. I stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Won't be moved by what the devil is speaking in my ears. He's saying it won't happen, but I believe God. He said it will never come to pass, but I believe God. He said it won't happen for me, but I believe God. You can believe it for everybody else. It's time to start believing it for yourself. That the promises that God has made to you, that it is coming to pass. Amen. Well, got to take it slow and easy like my doctor told me. All right. I'm reeling it in. I really don't like to fish, but I know how to fish, and I love to eat fish, and it's time for me to reel it in now. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Matters of the Heart podcast. Remember, I want you to remember this, that there is no force the devil can bring against you that can overthrow the Word of God. I'm going to say that again. There is no force the devil can bring against you that can overthrow the Word of God. God's Word will make you a victor every time. I'm going to say it again. There is no force the devil can bring against you. I'm going to add this, speak in your ears, put in your eyesight, that can overthrow the Word of God, that can overthrow the promises of God. God's Word will make you a victor every time. God has given us enough faith. Ooh, Jesus, help us today. God has given us enough faith to make sure we're covered from our head to our toe. Yes, He's given us enough faith to make sure we're covered. To make sure that we're covered. You know, I want you to take your hands and just silhouette your body from the top of your head down under your feet. God has given us enough faith to make sure that we're covered. What we've got to do is believe that. Amen. I believe God. I believe God that it shall be done just like He said. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. I believe God. Amen. Tune in next time with me. Amen. Tune in next time with me when we bring you another inspiring and uplifting word that will equip, empower, support, and change your life. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace in the midst of the turmoil. I speak peace today. A peace that passes all understanding. Now until next time, God bless you and God keep you is my prayer.